In 1979, sailor Mary Crowley set out to clean up the ocean. 40 years later, her team broke a record win. In just one trip, they removed 206,000 pounds of plastic. And in the process, she earned the nickname the Ghost Net Buster. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
An avid sailor, Mary Crowley practically lives in the ocean. Out at sea, she uncovers a lurking danger. Invisible to most people, plastic vortexes, basically swirling clouds of underwater trash. And there are a lot of these vortexes. According to a 2017 UN study, about 8 million tons of plastic enter the ocean each year, including roughly 600,000 tons of ghost nets. Ghost nets are ethereal nets full of ancient, troubled spirits. The ocean, if you don't know, is very, very haunted. No, ghost nets are old nylon fishing nets abandoned at sea. Over time, plastic waste and ocean debris get caught in these nets, creating underwater death traps for marine life. Mary's devastated by the impact pollution has on her ocean home. So in 1979, she founds the Ocean Voyages Institute, a nonprofit dedicated to cleaning plastic out of the ocean. No small task. I don't know if you've spun a globe recently, but the ocean, pretty big. And the ghost nets are constantly moving. There are more every year, and they have to be caught piece by piece and individually hauled from the ocean. In 1997, a new discovery helps ramp up their efforts, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's as gross as it sounds. Over time, ocean currents push all these smaller ghost nets and plastic vortexes into the same general area, basically creating super death traps or gyres. Located between California and Hawaii, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is the largest gyre in the world. The Ocean Voyages Institute explores it and estimates the Great Pacific Garbage Patch is more than twice the size of Texas. Mary and her team make it their mission to destroy it. In 2020, Mary Crowley plans the biggest cleanup ever, removing 100 tons of plastic from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in just one trip. On May 4th, 2020, they set sail from Hilo, Hawaii, straight for the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Mary's recruited a team of volunteer boats to carry specialized GPS trackers. If the boats spot a ghost net while sailing their regular routes, they attach a tracker. Mary's ship can sail right to it. The team also operates drones to spot ghost nets from above. Once they reach a ghost net, the hard part begins. Divers swim into the filthy water, dodging detergent bottles, toothbrushes, and chemical waste to hook the ghost nets onto a crane. They also keep an eye out for any trapped, cute sea creatures who may need to be cut out and freed. They don't worry about the ugly ones. Kidding, they try and save all of them. One day, they bust a ghost net weighing nearly 10 tons. That's about an elephant and a half worth of trash. After 48 days at sea, Mary and her crew return to Hawaii, but they don't bring 100 tons of plastic back with them. They bring 103 tons of trash. Trash they haul into Honolulu is roughly the mass of a blue whale. It's the largest ever open ocean plastic cleanup, and all the waste will be upcycled into new reusable products. And for Mary, it's still not enough. In 2021, her Ocean Voyages Institute sets a new goal: remove 1 million pounds of plastic from the ocean. Mary continues to enjoy carrying out incredible feats in her attempt to save our oceans, but I'm guessing she'd be happiest if everyone else did their part and she and her crew were suddenly out of a job. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on the Ocean Voyages Institute, check out their website, oceanvoyagesinstitute.org, which was an invaluable source for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.